To Spirit of Film Conversations. I'm your host, Randall Libero. Movies and media are changing the way we think, live, relate, and dream. So each week, we talk to media pioneers and also showcase today's independent and visionary filmmakers whose movies evoke what I call the spirit of film, which is a metaphor for the movie's magical power to transform our lives. Well, hello, everyone. It's a beautiful October rainy day here in Phoenix. Glad to have the rain. And I'd like to start today's show, which is going to be a little different than what we usually do, with a quote. And it's a quote from Francis Coppola, who says, "My talent is such that I just try and try and try again, and little by little, it comes to something." I'd like to give a context for today's program. What I'd like to tell you about is that this show, for the time that's been on for the past 3 years, has been covering what I call the worldwide awakening movement. That's why I started the Seventh Wave channel, and I started covering what I call visionary entertainment on this program. And this awakening happening on the planet has been driven a lot by motion pictures, by films. Like What the Bleep and The Secret, Peaceful Warrior, The Future of Food, Fuel, The End of Poverty, Shift of the Ages, and the like. But what is really driving this movement is people just like you who are listening out there who are stepping up and taking on some of the serious issues facing our world today that affect us all. And I know that there are many more of you that would like to contribute but just don't know how to start or where to get help and support. That's what today's show is all about. The people that I hang out with and interview are friends and visionaries in the world of movies and the transformational human potential fields. And some of them have put together a conference. It's called Leaders Causing Leaders. You can find that on my site at spiritoffilm.net or go to leaderscausingleaders.com. And it's an event happening on November 6th and 7th at the Long Beach Convention Center. And it features 2 days of inspiration and discussion with some of the world's most thought-provoking speakers, including Stephen Covey, Mark Victor Hansen, Jason Mraz, who I'm a big fan of, and more than 100 luminaries in the fields of business, art, science, and spirituality. And we have with us the founder of Leaders Causing Leaders, Mr. Kenneth Schwenker, and also a filmmaker, Mickey Willis, and my good friend, whose name is JJ. To me, he's known to the world as Joseph Jackson. He's the architect and visionary behind CAS. So I'd like to start with introducing each of these gentlemen one at a time, because we're going to have a little bit of a roundtable a little bit later on. So, Kenneth, I'd like to start with you, and can you give us a little bit of your background? And by the way, welcome to the show, and talk about the conference.
Hi, thank you. My background is I do come from filmmaking, and then last year I was a co-founder of a festival in Joshua Tree called Bhakti Fest, which was 3 days of nonstop, non-denominational chanting and yoga and talks. And it was with that doing a live event that caused me to think that I could do Leaders Causing Leaders, which is bringing together just our great mentors and leaders of today to help inspire and cause others into action. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are now. We're at Leaders Causing Leaders.
So this conference is happening just in a few weeks, and it's over the weekend of the 6th and 7th again. And you've taken it upon yourself to assemble some of the top minds in the world in this one place. And I think the effect that you're hoping for is to inspire people, catalyze leadership in a way that we haven't experienced in the past, as you've said on the quote on my site. Mickey, I'd like to for you to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your background and what you're going to be doing and talking about at the conference, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, I've been a filmmaker for 20 years or so, at least in the Hollywood circuit, working in front of the camera and then behind the scenes. And And 9/11, 2001, I found myself at the World Trade Center, standing on top of the rubble of the World Trade Center, having been around the corner from the center when it fell, and had an awakening, a life-changing experience, as you can imagine, that had me return to Hollywood on a new mission, which was a mission to use media in its highest way and to bring together all of the people from the professional filmmaking community who were also in search of seeking a higher expression of their gift. And so from that, we created together Elevate Film Festival, which was a philanthropic film competition that would happen all over the world, and then we'd fly filmmakers in for one big gala presentation of these amazing films that were spotlighting what's right with the world, all the heroes, which was one of the components of my awakening there on the World Trade Center, was witnessing all the heroes and all the people that were stepping forward and risking their lives to save others. And it was just, I really got to see beyond the identity and beyond the personalities how truly amazing and heroic the human spirit is. And I felt that the media is an incredible way for us to start broadcasting that out to the rest of the planet, so we can start seeing really, truly all the good stuff that's going on in the world.
Right. Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Hey, Randall, good to hear your voice.
Thanks. Well, Joseph Jacks, my friend, is the principal architect and visionary behind CAST, which is an acronym for Conscious Action Starts Today. And his organization and philosophy promotes ethical humanitarian actions and activism using media, music, and personal transformational tools. And JJ, you're going to be doing something where you're going to be working directly with people at Leaders Causing Leaders. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's, I can give you some highlights because normally what we do this over a three-day period of time, of which you get a chance, Randall, to experience a couple years ago when you flew out to a CAST event that we did. And so it's an amazing and it's exciting process that really is, of course, action-based. And the idea, of course, is we get individuals into the heart of their story. And there's a great quote by Ruiz who says, it really sums it up: you are the only one who can change your story. And you do this by changing your relationship with yourself. And every time you change the main character in your story, just like magic, the whole story starts to change in order to adapt to the new main character, which is you. And so throughout the 2 days, we do a session on Saturday morning and a session on Saturday afternoon, and then we do that again on Sunday, Sunday morning and then Sunday afternoon. And the idea is really to get to the heart of your vision and to look at what we call in CAST kind of cornerstones of storytelling. So we really get to the foreshadowing of the story. How do we make the future we desire seem inevitable? We get to the plot. What is the sequence of events that get us to the essence of our vision? The characters in the story. This is a huge organizing question. Who are we in the story? And so as we look at these cornerstones of storytelling within this real quick kind of like this hour is like it's if you're I don't know if those of you who do have a juicer, but if you're able to juice the essence out of this the magical workshop, you get the essence in 1 hour of how to take your vision, how to bring your vision into an action-based strategy, and then anchor that vision into the months and years to come.
Mm-hmm. So the difference that I'm seeing in this conference, why I'm covering it today and have my friends on here and talking about it, is really because you've probably been to many conferences before where you just sit and you listen to a speaker or a number of speakers and, hopefully you come away with something. This Leaders Causing Leaders event is going to be a very different type of event. It's going to be one that you can contribute to, one you can participate in, which is the kind that I like because I always have something to say, and I like to share that with people because I get excited about what I do, what my passion is. So I'm interested to hear what everyone else has to contribute. So JJ is going to do this Designing Your Vision for the World workshop over Leaders Causing Leaders, It's something that you can get involved in directly, where you get to talk about what your vision is for the world and share it with everyone and get everyone else excited. So I'd like to just kind of open it up now that we've introduced everybody to sort of a more of a roundtable discussion as far as, and we'll come back and maybe Kenneth will start with you again. The sort of thrust of this conference is really to inspire people and to allow them to contribute their ideas and to even interact with some of these great speakers you have. So what are some of the things that are going to be, that people will find unique at this conference that maybe they haven't experienced before?
What you'll find at this conference is just the amazing mentors of the world today, and combined with tons of breakouts, panels, and these interactive workshops that JJ and Laurel will be handling, along with an entire youth division. I mean, we have like 20 or 30 people just coming for the youth and the teens, and along with leaders of all sorts of fields, like John Friend, or a leader in yoga today, and we'll be having ongoing yoga and movement. So there'll be a lot of movement in this. There'll be a lot of interactivity. We have Challenge Day here, which is a total interactive situation. NBC will be filming it. They're doing a documentary on transformation in leadership in the world. And then we have music in the evening to just break out and have fun and celebrate and let our hair down and back at it on Sunday. And we had, more powerful speakers on Sunday to inspire, lead. We have some lunches where you can mix and mingle with some of the speakers. So very interactive is the word here. And my goal is for people to create new visions for the world. And we as an organization want to take on at least 10 projects that we can mentor with some of our, we'll be putting together advisory and mentor teams that we can support some of these major visions throughout the next years to come.
So, Mickey, yep. I want to just kind of come back to you a little bit. So, as a speaker and as a filmmaker, what are some of the things that you see from your perspective of that media and films are, how they're inspiring people and how maybe they can motivate people from your perspective and being at the conference? I'm sure you're going to talk about that. So I just want you to kind of maybe elaborate a little bit about what you see as the power of film to motivate people, and maybe what they can, people who are filmmakers like our group here, maybe people who want to be filmmakers, what are some of the things that someone who's like an aspiring filmmaker or a writer and they want to come to the conference, what can they expect from maybe listening to you, and what are you going to kind of share with them?
Yeah, well, the thing that really attracts me to this Leaders Causing Leaders, besides the fact that Ken and I are good friends, was the name. It's really belonging to a couple of the evolutionary leader groups, like Jack Canfield's TLC group and Deepak Chopra's Evolutionary Leaders group. I've been able to be behind the curtain and listen to what's going on right now and really kind of get this insider's view of what all the teachers and all the leaders are out there, the shift that they're going through, and it's been really amazing to hear the unified place that everyone's in, and that is that there's a graduating from this teacher guru position to this all-inclusive teaching teachers mentality, and I really love that. And film is growing in the same way. There was just a few years back where we were the audience and a very small elite group were making films, and we just followed whatever they made, and now we're the movie and we're the filmmakers. We have the ability, with all of the technology, the emergence of all the technology and the internet and everything that's at our fingertips now, to be the storytellers and not to just be the story experiencers. And so now it's really up to us as a collective humanity to tell our new story. And like JJ was saying, I really love the foundation of the work that he's doing, because it's really about asking that question: what is our new story that we're telling as filmmakers, as writers, as storytellers? And for me, what I've been witnessing is this: we've been telling a lot of stories from mythology and from our memories from the past. And now we're starting to tell the future story. What are we actually creating into? We're looking forward to the future. And I just find that a very exciting time, and I find a lot of the artists that we're so privileged to work with really getting this new sense of inspiration that's stirring about the community now, because we're realizing that there's this old formula that everyone's followed forever, this three-act play structure that everyone has written movies based upon, and the mythology of the hero's journey, which will always be alive at the foundation, yet there's this new story wanting to emerge, and it's one that hasn't been fully told yet. And so we'll be speaking about that. And also, what's going on in my life personally right now is 6 months ago, Elevate, my entire company, my partners, their families, all of us, uprooted from our location in downtown Los Angeles, and we got 4 acres in Ojai, California, and we have 3 homes on 4 acres, 3.5 homes really, which Ken is actually living here with us right now, and we're growing our own food, and we're making those kinds of changes in our lives so we can actually be not only talking about and making films about the new possibilities of working together as a community, but we're actually walking the talk and living that. So we've been deeply in the discoveries of our new lifestyle now for the past 6 months, and it's just been amazing.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that about the getting back to earth movement. That's part of the scene and what's going on right now that I remember that I've been with a long time, and everything from permaculture to straw bale building, which I did a video on many years ago. But I'm glad, Mickey, that you mentioned this idea about we're growing up in a generation of filmmakers. In other words, even my kids today, I have 16 and 14-year-old kids, and they're learning about photography and movie making, and they can put up a video, and it can be seen by millions of people, possibly, around the world. I mean, that has never happened before in our human history. The technology has grown to the point where we can share our thoughts, ideas with others, but there's always a magic that happens when people get together and they share ideas in person, where you can actually feel the energy of the other person. And that's kind of the kind of work that you're involved with JJ, is that your work, and from when I went there a couple of years ago and I came to San Francisco, your cast event really helped me to get clear on some things that I was kind of flowing around in my head. And one of the exercises that you had me do was to have people tell their story about what movies inspired them. How their lives changed because of seeing a particular film, and how they took an element out of that film and applied it to their daily life. But one of the other things that your work does is that this conference is going to happen over 2 days, and after it's over, that having these groups come together and building networks and communities with each other, which we can keep in touch with over the internet, which we have over the time. Talk a little bit about that, what's going to be happening after the work is done, and what people are going to come away with, and how they can continue to stay in touch with each other, with those kind of things that you do.
Yeah, well, it brings up a lot of things in my mind. The word that comes up as you speak is foreshadowing. How do we make the future we desire seem inevitable? And you know, as a lot of workshops happen all throughout, and we go to these workshops, we get inspired, we get connected, we make connections. We're just like so turned on by this new story of possibility. It's follow-up. So how, you know, so we're still designing ways of which we can follow up with each other and stay connected. And we're really designing the matrix for that. How do people stay connected afterwards? Our idea is to create pods around, you know, one of the things that we're doing within the exercise itself is looking at what are the storylines of the individual subgroups. Like, for instance, we've got the green group, or we've got the activists, or we've got the economist, or we've got conscious media, we've got the storytellers, or we have the psychosocial technologies. But the idea is to connect them in a way that they stay connected over a certain period of time, so the new story has an ability to grow and find new avenues and connect in different ways. It's always going to be a challenge to keep people connected, to keep people excited and in the heart of their story, and inspired to keep connected, because it really comes down to collaboration. You know, my buddy and I just finished the first ever open collaboration encyclopedia, which is really exciting because it allows organizations or even individuals to tap into the power of open collaboration, like Wikipedia or like Burning Man, the ability for not necessarily the guy at the top telling everybody else what to do, but the whole cast participating in this ongoing emerging play of life. So we have some techniques for how to keep people connected. One of them is to have the visions documented on film. Somebody comes up and says, I've met 10 other 15 other people that were collaborating on this idea, and they project that collaboration into the camera for about 2 minutes, and then we hold we have connectors within that podcast group that their specific goal is to keep those individuals connected over a certain period of time until they can see that vision start to bubble up, and we can start to hold the supporting cast, right, can start to hold these individuals in support of their unfolding story. And that is a challenge. That's always been a challenge of my cast events, is to keep people connected and in the heart of their story, and that's what we're going to be working on.
Now, on the website, you've got a list of some of the panels and workshops and subject areas that you'll be talking about, like conscious money, energy, technology, human rights, health, women's leadership, leaders from birth, education, the environment, politics and business, social entrepreneurship. There's a lot of things that you're going to cover in this conference, and you've got. I just want to tell a few. If you go to Leaders Causing Leaders, you can see the speaker list, but you've got some great people on there like Byron Katie and Chip Conley and John Friend, who I did a streaming event years ago with him. My old friend James O'Dea, who is former president of IONS, and Josh Tickell, who is the director of the movie Fuel, who I've interviewed, and J.J. Hurtak, and the list goes on and on and on here, and I'm just amazed that you were able to bring all these people together for a weekend in one place and make it work. So really, go to the site, go to Leaders Causing Leaders, and get excited. And I know you're listening to this program and you're thinking, how is it going to work for me? What's going to happen? Why should I go? And gentlemen, if you just allow me to kind of get on my soapbox for a minute here, because I just want to say something to those people, because, all of us here on this program, we were at one point in our lives exactly where you're at right now. You, the listener right now, listening to this program. We were all there. Here's my feeling is what I've learned is, the world treats you the way you treat yourself. If you value yourself, the world values you. And if you don't value yourself, then no one will either. So if you don't give yourself permission to do something great, why would the world give it to you? You've got to allow yourself to be great. One of the things that we play in the IDs on Seventh Wave is be extraordinary. So if you do something extraordinary, you'll be amazed at what you can get out of yourself. So I think a lot of the times, people that I meet who are just kind of discovering what they're supposed to do in life, they don't give themselves permission, because what we normally do is we minimize ourselves, we aggrandize other people, we disempower ourselves, and we hold ourselves back, and we don't believe that the person that's out there doing something important, being a leader, that we can't do the same. But we can stand on the shoulders of those people and do something great. So that's one of the reasons I come to the conference, because you can see what these people are doing and they can inspire you, and you can stand on their shoulders. And what I mean by that is by giving yourself permission to do something extraordinary in your life. Now, you can find that special quality that makes you you, that makes you unique. Now, as you envision your life, don't make up a fantasy that you're going to, that what you're going to do is something really isn't true for you, but something that's inside your soul that's true for you, and you can go out there and declare it and go for it. So one of the things I learned years ago from a gentleman who I was worked with, in John DeMartini, he was in The Secret movie, he told me to start saying to yourself, I am a genius and I apply my wisdom. That's one of the things he's been telling himself for many years. And that allowed me to find my originality. So I found that inside myself. And you can do that too. Inside of you, there's something that's original. So ask yourself, what is my contribution that's original to planet Earth? because if you're truly authentic, it's like a fingerprint. You know, you have your own uniqueness, and once you identify that, that's where your power is. And so the way that you know that you have a vivid vision, a clear vision, is that you can articulate it back to yourself and others so that it's perfectly clear and smooth. You've heard about the idea about the elevator speech. Well, if you can articulate that, you know that you've got something. And you, what happens is that when you speak it, your vitality soars and you have tremendous power. And then from there, you can imagine how you would love your life to be. So myself and my guests, we all started with that idea and that discovery about ourselves. So once you can find that, once you know what that is, or maybe if you don't even know what it is, you can still come to Leaders Causing Leaders and share your idea, your personal originality with others who are waiting to hear you, because you may just have the solution to something important that nobody else has got figured out. And I think for me, that's the reason to show up to this conference.
And Randall, I'd love to add and acknowledge both Mickey and Kenneth. You know, if you look at the story and you look at the essence of stories, you get to what Joseph Campbell calls the mythological adventure of the hero. And when you hear Mickey's story of how he was in the rubble and watching the towers come down and having revelation after revelation, and in the midst of all of that separation and just mayhem, he got initiated with a guided wisdom, a spirit guide, if you will. He got initiated to a vision that he talked about. And then he returned back to that vision and became the hero of it and returned back to his destiny, of which was to, in his own words, like just to bring back, you know, wisdom to others through what his vision was through conscious media. And then Kenneth as well is, you know, Kenneth, I honor you for going on going on the skinny branches, you know. Your faith is what gives momentum to each of your words, and to bring together the greatest number of the greatest ideas and have them shared on a single stage and really have that collective wisdom to be shared is a hero's journey, and I honor both of you for taking that path and living that path as heroes in your own story, because the listener out there, I say to you that you are the protagonist of your own movie. You are the star of it. The story's not happening to you. You are participating in this great adventure of life that is your life. And if you recognize that, if you see that fully and you feel that fully and you feel great about your life and great about the choices that you make, that's it. And I would highly, come to this conference and see what kind of leadership, see what kind of leader you are, and come in and share with us, because we've got an amazing 2 days for you that Kenneth and our team has assembled, and it's just going to be amazing. So, yeah.
Just wanted to add, these speakers that are coming, certainly including Mickey and JJ, I mean, these people are living their talk. They're walking their talk. I mean, people like Chip Connelly, Byron Katie, transforming the world, Richard Condon, landmark forum leader, unprecedented that they're releasing a leader to speak outside of their system. John Friend, Matt and Cersei, who own the Cafe Gratitude, they live their work, and there's just such an inspiration to be around.
Yeah, without a doubt, definitely Matthew and Teresis are, Kenneth and I are attending a workshop that is being led by Matthew and Teresis, and it's a Cafe Gratitude, Sacred Commerce, Leaders, Trainers workshop for how to be in the world, and they are just amazing, amazing. In a movie, I'm not sure, have you seen the movie, Mickey, May I Be Frank?
I've only seen clips from it, and I look forward to seeing it very, very soon, but I certainly have gotten the full story download from some of the producers, and it just sounds wonderful.
It's a great, great story, a great heroic story of somebody who's just you know, really at the, you know, at the end of their line, and really tired of life, and they come into Cafe Gratitude, and you know, Ryland shows up, the one of the employees, which is the son of Matthew and Tarsus, and comes up and asks the question of the day to this guy named Frank, who is about a 300-pound Sicilian New Yorker. And Ryland says, "What do you love about your life?" And that's one of the questions. There's a question of the day that's asked at Cafe Gratitude to people who come in, and you know, it's a powerful question. There's different questions, and Frank replied, "I don't think anybody's going to love me in the body that I'm in." And so the whole film is a film of this guy going through this transformation. And it's a great example of leaders causing leaders. And so keep your eyes, audience, keep your eyes open for May I Be Frank. It's a powerful movie. Right.
Yeah.
It really speaks into transformation.
And I really love everything you just said, JJ, and also, Randall, some of the beautiful stuff that you had to say, the encouragement to get have people understand the importance of coming to an event like Leaders Causing Leaders is... and this is not a sales pitch of any kind. It's really a calling for this thing that's seeking to emerge in all of us right now. This is a gathering of us to come together. And so the calling really is to be present, is to show up. And because what I'm learning more and more, especially being here in this incredible land and digging in the garden and being in this environment, is how important our environment is, how much it shifts our own personal vibration. And so by the very fact that the people that are listening to this program today are listening to this sort of program, by that fact alone, there's clearly something that's seeking to emerge within the listeners of this program. And when we gather together, matter of fact, the theme of our last My last film festival was All Tribes Unite. It was a really clear download that I received that it was time for all of these segregated tribes, all these people that had this thought that was brewing up in them of there must be more, and what is my part, what is my role to play in this collective game of humanity, and not acting on it. It was time that we all start acting on that and get together and listen to each other speak and speak to each other and compare notes and start to get closer and closer to who and what we truly are and why we're here and what it is that we're doing in each other's lives and how we can participate, how we can co-create together. With all the old paradigms collapsing of competition, we're now moving into cooperation. And these are the kinds of gatherings to attend. You know, there's a lot of other gatherings that we spend our time in, and they may not be as resonant to this higher vibration. And so I take every opportunity, every ceremony that's going on, every event like this where I know that there's going to be forward thinkers, people that are actually working into our future from possibility, from their highest selves, I take every opportunity I can to attend and to be in that vibration, to be in that conversation. And every time I leave, I'm one step, if not a quantum leap, closer to truly understanding what my role is here on the planet. So that would be my encouragement to the listeners to come, if only just for that, just to be part of that.
Kenneth, you want to chime in there a little bit?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, absolutely. It now more than ever is the time, and the beauty of this event is that every single person can jump on board. The leadership no longer starts with who's leading us from the outside. It's who's leading us from the inside. It's who are we being in our lives that are affecting our immediate people, our family, our friends, our communities, and every single action makes such a difference to the entire world. So no action of good is too small. And you know, so people can come and jump in, and they can do work on themselves for leadership in their lives, and they can also jump in, try to take on huge projects to you know, I mean, God only knows, look at the problems out there, the oil spills and the greed and the ego that's currently running the system is just quite frankly overwhelming. And
But the point is that it starts with us, and we emerge as leaders. And even John Morrow, he'll, and Jason Mraz, they'll talk about this, about forming alliances so the grid is so powerful that a leader can't be taken down any longer because they're held and supported by other leaders. And we see that as the new paradigm that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, governments don't have our solutions anymore, everybody. If we haven't figured that out by now, then we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we need now are educated people who are visionary, who've got ideas. This is, I mean, especially in this country, we've had all the innovations have been done by people who just broke through and they introduced a new idea. All the great inventions, all the great social movements, this started with one person with an idea. And then they just, found other people who believed in it and got together, and they, created amazing things on the planet. And one of the things that's very dear to me, having two teenagers, is one of the things that I'm very glad to see at this conference, which I don't usually see, is that there's going to be youth and teen leaders programs and workshops. So if you want to come to this conference and you have a teenage child, bring your kids. Which is great. I loved it. I mean, fly my kids out. So, because teens need to see other people like your speakers and the people who are at the conference. They need to hear these things, because when they look at what's being portrayed in the news, it's not a pretty picture. But if they see that people are inspired and they're active, that's going to inspire them to say, you know what, there's a whole bunch of people that are in this mindset where they're active and they want to do things and they have a vision. You know, what better place to bring your kids to an event like this? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's so exciting to me, that we're shifting the story, that, it seeps in. You hear a story about The Secret, or you watch the movie The Truman Show, and you start to say to yourself, wow, what is it about this movie that inspires me to break free from illusion? You watch The Matrix and you say, how in what way am I plugged in to, a phrase like, there is never enough, or, or someday I'll be happy, or whatever it is that you're connected to that keeps you in limitation. There's great examples for the youth today that are found in movies that allow the youth to really tap into the overall perception that there is freedom that's out there, and this conference is a great way to tap into that, great way for inspired youth to come and add their piece to this emerging story.
Yeah. It's like there's a new movie coming out next month called Cool It. I don't know if you can go look it up. It's about a guy who looked at the whole idea about climate change. And instead of communicating fear and catastrophe like our former vice president has in his film, which we won't mention at this time, he wants to talk about it from a perspective of solutions and visions and ideas and innovation. And I think these days, that's a much better approach. And that shows you the shift that's gone on from, sort of like the film that Al Gore did, is representing the old paradigm. And the film that this guy did, this directed by Andy Timmerner, which is about the Bjorn Lomborg, if you heard of him. He wrote a book called The Skeptical Environmentalist. I'm not plugging this film, but I just want to use it as a marking point to show you what was and what is becoming. And that kind of represents a shift that's going on, because we're thinking in new paradigm ways. And the only ways that we're going to get ourselves out of this mess that we're in with all these problems is for the people, to get active. It's like John Lennon said, power to the people. So the way that we can do that is using, of course, to communicate with each other using the internet, which we've talked about on this program many times before, but also to come together in places where we're present with each other. So coming back to leaders causing leaders and the idea of teens, one of the things that I really strive to do is as a dad and as a media person, is to expose my children to things that are positive in terms of films. Now, I think that if I can, again, have a little bit of a soapbox here for about a minute, is really when you watch a movie, that's 2 hours or an hour and a half of your time. So what are you showing to your kids? What are you presenting to them? What do you allow them to see? Being a dad, sometimes it's saying, no, I don't want you to watch that movie. Yeah. So one of the things is that if we start stepping into roles where we can start with our families and then go from there, because if we're not doing it at home, we're not going to be doing it out in the world. So that's one of the things that I can say, anyone who's a parent, if you can't bring your kids, come to this conference, and you may just learn something about how to bring yourself and start living your vision, because that is also going to affect your home life and affect your children and, of course, affect your friends. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I was hanging out with years ago who were telling me this kind of same information, but I wasn't listening to them. I was still stuck in writing news and being in the world of fear and terror and all the other stuff that I was writing about. But eventually, I woke up and got out of that, and I started hanging out with the people who were positive and visionary and those kinds of things. So really, that's what events like this are about. Like Mickey, you were saying that one of the things that people, you know, can do is find their connection to themselves and to the earth and whatever that magic formula is, and come to the conference and share that, because everyone's got that unique story. So I just want to make sure that if there's anything else that you guys want to mention about the conference that we haven't covered here, Kenneth, you want to go ahead and say something about it? I've tried to cover some of the other programs, but is there anything that we've kind of missed so far?
I'd like to say something about the conference, actually, if I may, Ken, and just from my observations of having you here on the property with us for the last month. It really reminds me very much of the way that I had built Elevate Film Festival, which was just really out of this drive to inject something positive into the Hollywood system and to create a playing field for all of the artists who wanted to express a higher form of their gift. And I've watched you as you're building this event, and you know, intention is everything, and just watching the true integrity and heart and love that you're putting into this, watching everything that you do really centered upon how do we create the best experience for the people and really, you know, create value for the people. And so I just wanted to speak into that for a moment, because it's, for me, those are the kind of events that have a real lasting, measurable impact on people, is when the it starts at the top, when the creators of the event have that kind of a set intention. Those tend to be the events that I always make time for. So I just wanted to acknowledge you, brother, for your unwavering integrity and heart momentum every step of the way with this event.
Thank you, Mickey, for that. And as Mickey said before, we are living on the property with him. He set up an amazing situation here to grow and be supported and nurtured. Mickey is one of those people living and walking his talk. What's been so encouraging is that since day one, Leaders Cause and Leaders has attracted people to step into this, and it's way bigger than anything I actually envisioned at this moment. It's growing and growing, and so it's. Thing is that the idea was there, but people have made it their own, and everyone's intention coming on is just so powerful, and so it's really taken a life of its own, and that intention just keeps growing, and then that'll grow to all the people who show, and they'll get to go home and live their life. I'm sure people will be changed walking into this vortex, and that's exactly what we're creating. It's a vortex for change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, too, I wanted to add to what Kenneth was saying about change is that, and just the your role in general, the audience, I really want you to get this, is that your role depends on not who you are, but who you interact with. And also, your power doesn't come from your role, but from the quality of your relationship. So within the context of this, in Leaders Causing Leaders, you know, we're saying interact with as many people as you can to have like-minded ideas. Come with your book wide open and ready to share all of its novels and all of its passages, you know. And then really look at the quality of the relationship that you're creating with all those people, because for me, when I come to a conference, I I let myself get wide open to synchronicity. And synchronicity for me is that meaningful coincidence in time and space that allows me to make the greatest number of the greatest connections. And also, I want to speak into that this workshop, these 2 days, is Leaders Causing Leaders is a great, what I call a beauty engine. And we're inviting those philanthropists to come to share. We have all these amazing visions that are going to be birthed from this CAST Anchor the Dream process that Laura Fox and myself are putting on over these 2 days. And there's going to be a lot of amazing visions that are going to be birthed. So we're inviting those philanthropists, those that that would like to experience some of these amazing visions that are going to be birthed from this conference. And that's one of the elements of this conference, is that we are birthing these new visions, leaders causing leaders. We're looking to be the engine that it produces these amazing visions. And so we're also starting the idea that Kenneth and I were talking about, is creating a foundation or a trust where we're within the Leaders Causing Leaders, raising money and awareness towards birthing these new visions that are, God knows what's going to happen into the future as they go out and they collaborate with each other, and the amount of amazing magic that's going to happen from them, you know?
So there's a Leaders Causing Leaders Foundation that's being set up to fund some of these events, some of these ideas that come out of the conference. You want to all talk about that? And Kenneth, you want to mention something about that?
Yeah. No, I was mentioning that before about taking on through, it'll probably happen through the workshops that JJ and Laura are leading to have these visions come out, and we want to select at least 10 of them and support them and mentor them throughout at least a year. And there's actually a link on the website. You can submit your vision now. It's a link called Your Vision. It's right on the top there. You can fill it out, submit it, and start workshopping it at Leaders Causing Leaders. And we will be planning intensives, and after this event, we'll just be planning a lot more meetings and follow up activity. It'll probably be internet-based as far as connecting. We were talking about that before, as far as, we leave this event and then what happens, so the follow-up that we're really planning that as we speak right now.
So you're going to start maybe a social community from the site or something to that effect?
Yeah, there's a system out there that it's called, there's a system out there that we're just getting involved with that can link us all together pretty easily. So that's what we're just working on that.
And we're going to have all these, Randall, we're going to have all these visions come together. And so one of the kind of the roles, if you will, of CAST and Anchor the Dream is really to hold people in support of their collective vision. And then again, follow-up is key. So to bring these visions forward, we talked about, we have film festivals. We were talking about having a PowerPoint festival and a film festival. I mean, whatever your medium is, our goal is to really keep people connected and then inspire them to come together. So whatever that looks like, for them, for that group, is going to be good for that group. But one of the ideas was a PowerPoint festival that we would possibly convene and give them 3 or 4 months to come together as a group, as a collective, put their PowerPoint festival together, and then show that on the website of the 10 projects that we choose that we're going to mentor over a year period of time. And that's a great way for us to keep the juice of this thing happening, because we really want to get to follow-up. We want to connect people and keep people connected and see the brilliance of their work emerging in the world. That's the essence of reality creation.
Right. I'd like to say a couple of things, too, about the Challenge Day program. I serve on the board of Challenge Day, and for those who are unaware of what Challenge Day is, it's a curriculum that has been happening in junior highs and high schools for the past 24 years now, founded by a husband and wife team Rich and Yvonne Dutra St. John. And it has become so popular, they travel all over the world, and they do a one-day program in these different locations and usually troubled high schools. And they have such a success rate. It's such an amazing program. They'll take 100 kids, 10 kids from each clique, from different kinds of, from the gangbangers to the glee club, to whatever it may be, the different cliques in the school, to the nerds and the computer geeks and all of that, and they bring them into the auditorium, and they do this amazing work that has these kids, by the end of the day, embracing each other, vowing to go back into their school to undo and break down all the walls and barriers that they've placed between each other, and to influence the rest of their school. And the impact has been so immense that Oprah has done 2 specials on Challenge Day, and MTV has just now launched this just a few months ago, a show built around Challenge Day called If You Really Knew Me, and now the show's a big hit, and now they're talking about a second season. The founders of Challenge Day will be at Leaders Causing Leaders, which is a rare opportunity, especially right now with all the stuff going on in their lives. They're very dear friends of mine and of Kenneth's, and they're amazing people. And they'll be there giving a demonstration, and they're doing this because of all the stuff that's happening in the world right now around bullying. And part of their credo, part of their company mission is to end bullying forever in the school systems. And their work has been more effective at actually causing that than anything on the planet. And so for the parents and the kids that are right now in chaos around this escalating situation we have in our society, this is an amazing opportunity to go and to spend a day with the creators of this work and learn how to take these tools back into your own community and your own environment and create the same kind of impact that they've had. So I highly, highly recommend not missing the Leaders Causing Leaders portion. I mean, the Challenge Day portion of Leaders Causing Leaders.
And is going to be phenomenal. When is that going to be? Is that going to be Saturday or Sunday?
I don't know. When is that, Ken?
That's Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Saturday, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one of the things, if you bring your kids, you definitely, that's one of the first things you can do when you get there, after you meet everybody. Well, that's terrific. I just want to again, reiterate some of the websites of our guests, and also tell you about where to find more information. Of course, leaderscausingleaders.com is the main page for the site of the event that we've been talking about today. And it's at the Long Beach Convention Center, Long Beach, California, just south of L.A. And again, I can tell you that I think the ticket prices are very reasonable. So if you've got that in the back of your mind, just go take a look at what those are. I won't say those in the air, but you can check them out for yourself.
There's also a family discount. It's all on the website.
Okay, good.
We're really making it very accessible.
Great. Family discount. That always helps. Well, I just want to again tell everyone that some of the gentlemen that we've had on today, Kenneth Schwenker, who's at leaderscausingleaders.com. He's the founder and director of the conference. Mickey Willis, you can also find these links on my website at spiritoffilm.net. Mickey Willis, that's MikkiWillis, MickeyWillis.com. And Joseph Jacks, who's at the CAST organization, that's castcall.us, at CASTCALL.US. And I just want to briefly mention something about you, JJ. You've got a great advisory board, which has some amazing people on it, and you do a lot of things that are inspirational. And just tell us about your board and what what CAST Call is doing outside of the conference.
Well, it's exciting. I had a great conversation a long time ago with Gene Houston, who, if the audience knows the work of Joseph Campbell in this mythological adventure of a hero, Gene really took the worked with Joseph, actually, and took the work of the mythological adventure of a hero into her work, and she's been producing that for quite some time in a campaign she calls Social Artistry. But it's a conversation that her and I are having about an event in Hollywood 2011 around again the new story, And it's just exciting. All these amazing human beings like Byron Katie and Kobe and Chip Conley are really supporting a fundamental shift in consciousness among individuals and organizations and social systems. And the cast just steps in and says, you are the protagonist of your own movie. You are the center of your own perception. And, you know, I mean, one of the one of the overarching goals is to really, you know, have people all over the nation take responsibility for their great story. I mean, you know, to really, you know, realize that fear or dread or hate or ecological destruction or war, they're all old stories. And if we choose to look at it that way, we are the authority in our own reality. And these are some of the themes that I'm talking to these great wisdom architects about, you know, to create a phenomenon that is cast. Conscious action starts today. So,
I got to stop you right there, JJ. We're running out of time here. Thanks a lot for telling us a little bit about your organization.
Sure.
Kenneth, Mickey, JJ. Thanks so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time. And again, leaderscausingleaders.com is where you'll find more information about the conference. Well, everyone, that's a wrap for our show for this week. Join us again next week as we showcase the very best in movie entertainment and other ideas that inspires us towards positive change and honors the belief that simple choices can change the world. I'd like to thank our engineers today. And, of course, you can find out more on the Internet about Spirit of Film Conversations at spiritoffilm.net. And remember, you are the writer, producer, director, and star of your own movie that's called Your Life. So make it a blockbuster, and it'll be a classic. Until next time, I'm Randall Libero for Spirit of Film Conversations. We'll see you next week.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.